In the gay world, it's like, let's meet, have sex, and then I'll get to know you later. Like, that's how it kind of goes.
So, whereas in heterosexual relationships, if it was led by the woman, mm-hmm. we want to get to know you first, and yep. then, nah, I want to fuck on the first day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hookin' with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. My name is Brian Paul, and her name is...
Simba's Erotic.
Simba's Erotic, and today... We are still in Punta Cana,
Dominican Republic.
That place, Dominican Republic. Wow. I forgot where we was.
We're staying at the Hard Rock Hotel. Yeah, at the Hard Rock Hotel. Having a really good time, mm-hmm. and we getting some work done. Clearly, as you guys can see.
We just had a cute photo shoot.
Caillou.
Go to @SimbaBrianPaul on Instagram to see some photos. Just saying.
And I am nude. You already know.
Go to her OnlyFans to see the fully nude ones.
Oh, wow.
OnlyFans.com/erotic. But today, I want to talk about fruit and sex with fruit and the benefits of sex and fruit, because I don't know how my nut tastes, right? But I know I nut in a lot of mouths.
But you never taste your own, like...
No, because that's so weird to me that people taste their own nut, like... I don't know, like, I always wanted to, but then after I nut, I feel like I'm disgusted, so I don't want to, like, taste my own nut.
Interesting, because girls always play with themselves, stick mm-hmm. their finger in, and then go. Mm-hmm.
I know, like, I fuck somebody, right, and they nutted when I was fucking them, and then I, like, licked it, and then I, like, spit it back in the mouth and kissed them in the mouth, but that was, you know, a freaky situation, which you know who you are, you feel me? But, you know, only certain people can get that. Freaks out there. Shout out to my freaks.
Simba.
I'm Brian. Brian Paul.
Big black strong dick just does something for me. It makes my adrenaline rush. It makes my endorphins just. I just. Oh.
This is where I go on like a fucking rampage. And I just like fuck 3-4 times a day. Sometimes a different nigga, sometimes the same nigga. And I fucking every day.
Anyway, but it was cute and I got dick down and the rim of my vagina is swollen. So we have some fruit in front of us. So uh-huh. So let's introduce the fruit. Now wait, is avocado considered a fruit?
Avocado is considered.
Is avocado considered a fruit?
Avocado.
Okay, so we have a dietitian on board. What is your Instagram name?
Seed on it.
What is the business name?
Fifth and Life.
Yes, Fifth and Life. Fifth she's in the life. Building, so she's gonna be chiming in. She's not gonna be on video. Because she is too big for this situation we got going on here.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to be affiliated with anything ho-ish. Yeah. Okay? So we're going to mm-hmm. keep her separate, but she's going to be here for commentary in the background.
She's a good
singing
girl.
In the background.
Wait. I'm happy she's here, though, because I found some facts on fruits. It's like, ooh. What is it called? It says fruits that can spice up your sex life.
Oh.
Even though I feel like my sex life is already spiced up as it is.
That shit is overspiced. You know when you eat some food from your grandmother and, you know, she getting senile and she put too much salt in it? That's how overseasoned his shit is. He fucks too much for no reason with no money. I'm sorry. I just keep repeating that because
I'm actually celibate. I haven't had sex in a couple days.
He never celibate. He never celibate. He never celibate.
A couple days. In real life.
He never
celibate. I can celibate. We're going to start.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate my ass. Train, anyway, the first day we got to Santo Domingo, he fucked somebody in the hotel room.
No,
okay?
No, I didn't.
Help. How are you fucking the help?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
No, I did not.
Oh, well, he wasn't the help. He was staying at the hotel.
Anyway.
I don't know who he's trying to, I don't know who he's trying to hide the fact that he was fucking in Santo Domingo, but I'll be the one to tell you. Whoever you are, mister, because I'm sure it's a guy, he was fucking somebody in Santo Domingo. Okay? And the guy's African, okay.
But I was thinking about you, baby.
Are you thinking about me?
I love you.
I love you too.
Anyway, so the first fruit it has is watermelon, right? It says watermelon contains L-citrullin. Is that how you say this word? Dietitian.
No, you don't know how to read. It's okay.
Can
just
you read it
then? No, you can read
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. A non-essential amino acid that converts to L-arginine in your body. Said it can provide your erection.
Oh.
stimulate
can improve.
Oh,
not provide. Because I provide.
Stop doing that.
Not stop doing what? You trying to give people the facts you're talking about? It can improve.
You're embarrassing me.
It's all right. Embarrassment is good. I get embarrassed every day.
I have degrees and all that, and I have, you know, I do great.
I have degrees too. It's fucking like 90 degrees outside.
I just have, you know, reading problems sometimes, but you know, you feel me?
Wow.
It is what it is. I still make money in real life.
Not by fucking though.
Whatever.
Okay.
I don't want to continue reading. I'm like, you know, the production of nitric oxide.
That in turn helps increase blood flow to the penis, strengthening erections.
Do we have watermelon? Is this watermelon?
Okay, so I think I'm the only black girl that does not like
watermelon. I hate watermelon.
Oh, so you? There's another black girl that doesn't like watermelon. Mm-hmm. Wow, yes, sis. I'm not a fan. You know what?
It tastes like nothing.
Oh no, this shit popping though. Wait, this is bad good.
But they don't like watermelon.
I don't.
It's good to suck.
Let me see. What you sucking though?
Oh no, for real though, guys, I forgot to take my teeth out today and it's not happening again.
But what you sucking though? Sucking.
The no taste. It feels like.
Nah, this shit is working right now.
It's soothing to the teeth. So you do like it?
No. Ordinarily, I don't like watermelon. Ordinarily, if I had to choose 100 fruit to go buy in a store, watermelon is not going to be on the list. Let's just put it that way. And I don't like fried chicken.
Uh-huh. You don't like fried chicken?
I hate fried chicken.
That's so random. We're talking about fruit.
I know.
But
anyway, this right now is a hit. I ain't gonna lie.
I guess. So the next thing it says is apple.
So before we move on, so ladies, if your boyfriend's dick doesn't get strong, you know the strong, you know when you when you get that Kunta Kente dick, you
and
know?
It's like clapping.
It's black. It's
and it's hitting.
Strong. And it got the veins. That's and it's hot. Like hitting. And it's ooh. And it got shea butter on it. And it's like ready. If your boyfriend doesn't have that, get him some watermelon.
Watermelon will do the trick.
Mm.
And then, actually, if you tried that, email us in, you know, that email's below, and let us know, right, if it worked or not. Tell us the story.
Or send me a video of your man's dick, because I like to watch those.
Anyway, the next thing we have on the list is apples. And I'm going to read this.
I hate apples, except Macintosh.
I like apples, but I like when they're, like, cut up.
Anyway. When I was younger, I used to like green apples, but Macintosh was it.
Mm-hmm. Green apples helps you lose weight if you eat it at night. That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you attempt to read again? So, thank you.
A recent study has revealed that eating 2 apples a day can help lower blood cholesterol. But to your surprise, this fruit may also
help... Lower it back.
Wait.
Lower bad cholesterol.
What did I say?
Blood.
Oh, lower bad cholesterol. But to your surprise, this fruit may also help strengthen your sexual stamina. Apples contain high levels of whatever this word is. Quercetin and axia. Yo.
Hey, I'm not reading
this out. This last sentence has some strong, long words. You know what's so crazy? I'm slow in real life.
An antioxidant.
What's the word? Say it.
I'm sorry. First of all, give me the damn fucking computer, because we're not going to do this. We're not going to play hooks on phonics today, okay?
Wait.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I messed it up. This nigga said blood. Okay.
No. That was, to my defense, this one was big words within these sentences.
Okay.
I'm still on like a reading level from 7th grade. This is pretty good.
Pretty much, apples is found effective in improving endurance. Mm. So, if you are the type of guy that is a 1 minute man, or you find yourself huffing and puffing and you ain't blowing down her house, then yes, maybe you need to eat some apples.
Your analogy?
I know. I ain't gonna lie.
Her analogy?
Be hitting. Guys, don't do
you
that.
You find yourself huffing and puffing and you ain't
blowing that down?
Ooh. That was a great one.
Thank you, babe. Thank you, sis.
What's next on the list?
Okay, bananas. This tropical fruit is a good source of B vitamins and potassium, which can provide you energy to help you keep going at night. Oh, no, ladies. Mm. If he's trying to fuck too long, don't give him no bananas, because ain't nobody got time for that. We trying to fucking go.
Nah, I want to fuck all night. Oh, so wow. What's up?
Oh, no. I'm hiding all the bananas in the house. Baby! He gonna be like, babe, can I get a banana? Baby! They all spoil. We not eating no bananas because I need him to be. I don't need a 1 minute man, but I could do it a low 4 minute man. Oh, wow. That's how you gonna eat the banana?
I already could fuck all night.
Wait, so let me see. Can you take another bite? Oh, ew. You are so gross. Anyway, wait. Also, it says potassium can also help boots. Sexual performance by ensuring proper blood flow to certain parts of the body, including the genitalia.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. So that means
you need to give it to some of your limp dick sugar daddies.
No, we're going to keep them just like that. Because in real life, I would love a man who has erectile dysfunction and a billionaire in real life in a wheelchair.
Ooh.
You saw the guy last night in a wheelchair who was trying to bag me?
Guys, can I tell y'all something?
Oh my God, this nigga was trying to bag me in a wheelchair.
A guy in a wheelchair was trying to bag her, right? So you know how, he in a wheelchair. Disability check? That's what she thought, right? So
I thought it was a check. I thought like he might have gotten shot on a New York City bus, mm-hmm. or he might have got ran over by, you know, maybe like a Con Ed van. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, this nigga was partying and sprained his ankle. You fat.
So, you know, so
he was like, fat. So I liked him, though.
What she pretty much said was, okay, he don't got coin. Bye.
No, he had a little coin, but I don't know if he had a coin. He didn't have the coin that I thought. I thought that was a settlement coin. That's what I thought it was.
She was like, no, she was
I was
ready.
Doing the most, honey. Oh,
she said a settlement coin.
Yes, I was pushing him. My ass was up. Niggas was watching. I was like, yeah.
Oh, in real life.
Yeah, anyway.
Wow.
Pomegranates? The fruit also contains an enzyme called bromelain. Bromelain, which is known to improve blood flow and increase libido. Ladies, stay away from the bananas. Don't bring no bananas in the house. Fellas, these niggas don't need it.
Fellas, gay or straight, eat bananas. I know all straight niggas be frying like, oh, I can't eat bananas in public. Oh, my nigga, that's because you really want to suck a dick in real life. If you're thinking that deep about it, it's a fucking banana.
It's a fucking banana. Suck it.
This is why I like West Indians. Because West Indian niggas don't care. They'll eat a fucking banana. But then you want to have, like, right?
Yeah, but West Indian niggas, some of them be real fucking batty fatty.
Like, that's what Jamaicans act. Well, Jamaicans are the same ones licking bitches' ass and pussies.
So then here goes my question. How is a Jamaican eating a banana then?
No, I'm saying.
Show me. How does a Rastafari eat a banana?
They need to eat it the same way they're
going. Show me.
That's what they need to do. Like,
show me.
It's not that serious.
Show me. Let me see.
It's not like eating it like this. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Ew, you are so gross.
Wait. Show us how Simba eats a banana.
Well, first of all, I like to pull all the little thingies off. I like to pull it all off. And I like when my bananas have a little brown spots. Wow. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, because to me, it just tastes a little sweeter. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like. I actually like to shave it with my two front teeth.
Ooh, okay. Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, I don't want to get demonetized, so.
Oh, wow.
But it is just a banana, guys. FYI, YouTube. Fuck out of here. Don't be demonetized. All that. I don't know what I was trying to say. The next fruit is pomegranate.
Pomegranate. First of all, I love pomegranate. It would be in my top 10, not in my top 5, but I love pomegranate. The problem that I have with pomegranate is it wants me to do too much work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones that are like already shelled for you, mm-hmm. I don't know whose hands was doing it. So guess what? I'm going to do the work myself because I'm sure it was a Mexican who was scratching his balls and now he's trying to put it in there. And I don't, no, we're not going to do that. Okay. So I have a love-hate relationship with pomegranate. Anyway, it says studies have shown that pomegranate juice can help improve erectile dysfunction. This fruit is packed with antioxidants that can increase its testosterone levels, improve sperm quality, and increase sex drive. Have a glass of pomegranate juice daily and see the changes in your sexual health. Wow, I didn't even consider the juice. That's wonderful. So you don't have to do the work. Mm-hmm. You just get the work worked with the work that you work. Put it on your dick and see that shit jerk. I don't give a fuck about the niggas with this. No, Nikki, stop fucking with me.
Oh, wow.
Cardi, stop fucking with
me. Stop fucking with
you. You look like you squeezed your butt when you said that.
I did a beagle, not a kegel, a beagle.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Anyway, so pomegranates, listen, y'all heard, whatever. Avocado. Oh, we got some avocado. We actually have guacamole. They didn't have avocado. Mm-hmm. I guess we ate it all the other day, but we went to get that sancocho. Ooh, they had a sancocho. Listen, I ain't gonna lie. That sancocho was hitting. What does it say? B vitamins help keep nerves and brain cells healthy. So lack of these nutrients can hamper your sex life. Adding avocados to your diet may help fill the gap. Avocados are not only rich in stress-relieving B vitamins, but they also contain, what the fuck is this word? Monounsaturated fat, slow the fuck down, which helps increase blood flow in the body, including the penis. Let me say that one more time. I don't know if you guys got it, because he don't know how to keep his mouth shut. Avocados are not only rich in stress-relieving B vitamins. So all you motherfuckers who are stressed out, go get you some Chipotle and get you some guacamole. They also contain monounsaturated fat, which helps increase blood flow in the body, including the penis. So I need you guys to get your shit together. And if you are allergic, because, you know, this is also a fruit that people tend to be allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
You got to choose a struggle.
Oh, wow.
You want to be breaking out or you want your dick to work?
Can I say something?
What you want? Wait, hold on. Nurse, dietitian, extraordinaire, everything. Bitch, you do everything. So should they give a fuck if they're allergic or just take it anyway because the dick ain't working?
Oh.
They should care.
Oh, they should care. Oh, I can't stand this bitch.
Wow. I have something to say about this avocado thing, because, you know, I don't eat avocados or guacamole, but you know what it says? It says it keeps your brain cells healthy. See, this is exactly why we went through the situation we went through earlier, where she had to take the computer. FYI.
And this is why that's why his shit ain't working, because he don't eat.
Who's talking about dick don't work?
I didn't say dick, I said the brain, honey. The brain. This right now, I ain't gonna lie, it's a hit though.
Is it?
This shit tastes so good.
You sucking that shit. Is there anything else in
this list? Anyway, what was I saying?
There's something else.
Okay.
Look, sure. Let me get this part.
Oh. Fellas. Oh, yes. Here we go. Avocados can do some women to get in the mood. Oh, no. We gotta send them an email. This says avocados can do some women to get in the mood. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think it means women.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. Thehealthsite.com. Y'all got some work to do. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Vitamin B6, which is contained in avocados, can decrease symptoms of premenstrual syndrome, mm-hmm. such as fatigue, bloating, and irritability. That's a really good thing because, mm-hmm. you know, God. So I had to learn. It took me years to figure out that one of the causes of me bloating before and during my menstrual was my high intake of salt.
Uh-huh.
Oil and fried foods before my period,
mm-hmm.
and lack of water intake,
mm-hmm.
and something else. I forgot what the other thing was. But my girlfriend sat me down one day and was like, "Girl, you are fat." And I was like, "Oh, bitch, so is your mom." Oh. And she was like, "Well, what you should do is before your period, you should stop eating them French fries and taking that salt and drink some more water." And when I took heed to that, when I tell you it made a dramatic difference in my menstrual
cycle situation?
Yeah, whatever that shit is called right now. Yeah, those. And it made a big difference. So, ladies, avocado might be your BFF when your period is on or about to come.
Ladies, get you some avocados.
Period. So, we also have strawberries and raspberries. Both these fruit have high levels of zinc, the nutrient linked to sex for various reasons. One is that it can rise testosterone levels and improve sperm production. Strawberries are also rich in vitamin C, that may help boost libido. In addition, studies have shown that vitamin C protects men against prostate cancer. Oh, I need my men to go to the supermarket and get you some motherfucking strawberries and raspberries in real life.
I'm rich in vitamin D, but I'm gonna go get that to, you know, be rich in my vitamin C.
Now, we talking vitamin D because you fuck every day for no money, or what are we doing? Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway, so I need you guys to take a moment and go to the supermarket and get you guys some fruit. Oh, one thing we didn't speak about is the pineapples.
Pineapples?
Now, I don't know what the politically correct,
but
sexual advantages of consuming pineapples are, but I know when I have a lot of it.
How your pussy taste?
With that pussy talk.
Now, pineapples make a difference. Like, yo, eat pineapples if I'm going to eat your ass. Right? I'm going to eat pineapples before I nut in your mouth. I'll try to remember doing that. Honestly, either way, I'm not in your mouth. But the pineapple will help. You done moaning? But anyway, I would like you guys to let us know, send us an email or something like that, for any fruits you think helped you during sex.
This was just a small fruit segment for you guys to really understand the advantages of fruit. Some of you guys don't eat any fruit. Some of you guys don't drink any water.
True.
How do you expect your pussy to be working? How do you expect that ding-a-lang to be sling-a-lang?
It's slinging.
No, you got to eat some fruit. You got to drink some water. You got to take your vitamins. You gotta put that shea butter on it. You gotta
know what Seymour's will do for
you. Oh, God. The Seymour segment is on a whole nother level. We're gonna break that down for what the cement can do for your soothing your mind, body, and soul. Simbas. Soothing your mind, body, and soul. Yeah, we're gonna get into that another time. But anyway, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you
so get
much.
Your fruits. Get that pussy up. Get that dick up. And go have some good old fucking sex.
Always remember to like, comment, and subscribe.
For a coin.
Yeah, or that. And you can listen to us on, I'm going to name them all right now. Fuck that.
Let's see if you can get it right.
Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. I said something already, Pandora, iHeartRadio. We about to be on Twitch soon. I'm working on that now. And anywhere else you can stream a podcast, you can stream it. And always remember, send this to 10 to 20 slut friends, 10 to 20 hoe friends. And then send to haters, the girls who be like, I'm not a hoe, I'm not a slut. And you know they man fucking somebody else. Or their girlfriend fucking somebody else. Whoever it may be, send it to them too. And on that note, we'll see you later. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cooking with Cinnamon Brian Poole, where we chop it up.
Bye, boys.